Now to a case that has medical scientists shaking their heads. A doctor in the Netherlands who specialises in Parkinson's disease has discovered that one of his patients who can't walk can, however, ride his bike for kilometres every day. And his case study in the New England Journal of Medicine has attracted similar stories of the phenomenon from around the world. Doctors suspect it may have something to do with the way humans store special memories. Rachel Brown reports from London.
Neurologist Baz Bloom from the Radboud University Nijmegen Medical Centre in the Netherlands thought he'd seen it all in his years of caring for Parkinson's patients, until he met a 58-year-old man who couldn't walk.
He had freezing of gait. It's a mysterious phenomenon where the people really feel as if their feet are glued to the floor.
Video footage of the man shows him taking a tentative shuffle, his hands shaking by his sides. Then he freezes and falls to the ground.
This man told me he'd been on his bicycle for like 15 miles just the other day and that he was doing this on a regular basis. And I said, well, you know, that's impossible. You can't possibly ride a bike. He said, yeah, I can ride a bike.
Fast forward to video footage of the man cycling around the hospital car park. His movements are fluid, he's controlled and happy. You'd be forgiven for thinking it was a different person. The man leaps off the bike, a more subtle version of jockey Frankie Dettori's famous flying dismount. Then his symptoms return and he forgets how to walk. A stunned Professor Bloom asked 20 other severely affected patients about riding a bike. It turned out they could all do it. He suspects the motor program for cycling is stored in a different part of the brain than that needed for walking.
Or perhaps that patients, when they cycle, are able to explore other areas of the brain that are still healthy in Parkinson's disease in order to support the rhythmic movements of their feet. We may use this observation to provide a nice way to exercise patients with Parkinson's disease. We know that these patients tend to become immobilized in the course of their disease because of their physical problems, and this is really bad news for them because being immobile deprives you of your social contacts. But it also increases the risk of, say, strokes or cardiovascular disease.
Professor Bloom says his article in the New England Journal of Medicine has attracted similar tales.
I've received a beautiful email from Canada of a daughter of a patient who said my mother was unable to walk, but she could ice skate perfectly well. And I've had numerous more examples of unexpected abilities to move. And I think what we as doctors should do much more is listen to our patients and explore the unique opportunities that patients have found themselves in order to make themselves move better and actually build this into our therapeutic arsenal.
Professor Bloom hopes exercise can be used to slow the progression of Parkinson's disease as it does in rats. He's currently undertaking a $1 million clinical trial. The results are expected towards the end of next year. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for AM.